And we're holding on Yud-Tes Amud Aleph, second line. We learned in the Mishnah about the Machlokas B'Shamadis Hillel, about toveling on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. We said that the Shamah says you can't tovel anything, not even people, on Shabbos, and the Hillel says people can tovel even on Shabbos, Kalim not. And we discussed about what about if you have a Kali that you anyway need, what about if you have if you have water, the tome, and you want to do a hashoka with it, and you're putting it in a keli to make it tougher. So, more on this topic about tovel and kelim. Tana Rabbanan, kli shenikma me'erev yomtiv, if a keli became tome before yomtiv, ein makbila noise ben ashmoshes, then you can't tovel it ben ashmoshes going into yomtiv, because it's suffic whether it's day or night. So then it may, you might be toveling it on Shabbos. I mean, on yomtiv. Rav Shimon Shazuri says, actually, even if you see a person toveling a keli bein hashmoshes, you should tell him not to, because after all, you need head of shemesh, and bein hashmoshes, the whole point is, it's a suffet, whether it's day or night. So if he's toveling it during that time, he might, it might be that he plans to use it right away for taharis, and he can't, because it's already a suffet, whether it's nighttime. An interesting point, by the way, is that we're saying if it became Tomei on Erev Yom Tov, you can't be makbil at Ben Hashmoshes. So the Flach asks, well, of course it became Tomei Erev Yom Tov. If it became, when else would it become Tomei that you could have a chance of toveling at Ben Hashmoshes going into Yom Tov? Obviously, if you're toveling at Ben Hashmoshes, it means it became Tomei earlier in the day. So he says, because not necessarily, you could have, what if the Keli became Tomei during Ben Hashmoshes? No, what if the Keli became Tomei during Ben Hashmoshes itself? He says, then maybe the Tanakhama would allow you to tovel it, because no matter how you look at it, what do you have? Either if it became Tomei, but if the part of Ben Hashmoshes where it became Tomei was by day, then maybe the part where he's toveling it is also by day. If the part where it became Tomei was already night, which is already Yom Tov, we learned yesterday that if it became Tomei on Yom Tov, then you're able to tovel it on Yom Tov. Now you might say, okay, but you still have the chance at any moment during Ben Hashmoshes, it might be when now it becomes Laila, so it might be it became Tomei at the very end of the day part, and then now you're toveling it at the very beginning of the night part. But since that's a very unlikely situation, and besides that, Chayiv Adam Motar Atzma Berega, like we learned yesterday, and therefore that it's highly unlikely that it became Tomei during that time, we're not necessarily going to say the Chachamim are gozer on it and prevent him from toveling it. So the Tanakhama says that if it became Tomei before Yom Tov, you can't tovel at Ben Hashmoshes. Rav Shimon Shazuri says, never mind Yom Tov, Bechlau, good morning, Aaron. Bechlau, you shouldn't be toveling at Ben Hashmoshes because it needs head of Shemesh. So the question is, if a Tanakhama lay bar your head of Shemesh, so what about the Tanakhama? Doesn't he require that? Amar Rava, Ashkachtinu l'rabbanan debei Rav. So Rava says, I found the Chachamim of Bei Rav, of the Yeshiva, the Yasu, the Ka'ami, they were sitting and saying, here's how we can explain the Machlokas. The Machshavte, Nikedes, Nitech, Mais of Kamifu. The argument between them is, when he's doing something, can we deduce from what he's doing what he's thinking? And therefore, to say that what he's doing, that we can assume that he knows the right thing or not. Namely, the Hechidomi, he's going to knock it mana biyode. Suppose that he's holding the keli in his hands, the rohit for ozo ben hashmoshes lat bully, and he's running ben hashmoshes to tovel it. Mar sovar. So therefore, the Tanakhama holds hide for rohit for ozo. The very fact that he's running, that he's going and running to bring it, made the yodi the bari head of shemesh. Obviously, it means he knows you need a head of shemesh. So what he's running, because so he figures he's going to be able to get there before ben hashmoshes. When he sees that he doesn't get there in time, then he still will travel it because he's already there, but he'll know already to wait until tomorrow night. So if it's ben hashmoshes of a weekday, no problem, because you can tell that he knows about the concept of her shemesh. Only when it's on Yom Tov do you have a problem that he's traveling at shaloi l'tzorich, that he's doing it not for the purpose of Yom Tov. But on a weekday, the Tanakhama would have no problem with it. Whereas Rav Shimon Shazuri says, not necessarily. He could be running because he has work to do or something. So not, as we're talking on a weeknight, remember. So therefore, not necessarily is machshavte mikedes mitech maisav, not necessarily the fact that he's running to the mikveh with this keli doesn't necessarily demonstrate that he knows about the concept of head of shemesh. Rashi, by the way, uses an interesting expression over here that Rashi says Bein Hashmoshes of Yom Tov would be also to Tovel because he's Toveling on Yom Tov Shaloi Letzorech, not for the need of Yom Tov. Now, the question is, we learned yesterday four different reasons why we would say that you can't Tovel Kalim on Yom Tov, and none of them had anything to do with it not being necessary for Yom Tov. We had because you might carry it on Shabbos, and therefore the Chacham made a Gzeder for Yom Tov. We had because, that was Rabba's reason. We had Rabbi Yosef's reason, Schita, that you might squeeze it. We had Rabbi Bibi's reason that you might leave it over and then first tovel it on Yom Tov. We had Rava's reason because it looks like Masak and Kli. None of those have anything to do with Shaloi Letzorech. So why is Rashi mentioning the point? Shaloi Letzorech. So Marsha says because we're talking about over here Bein Hashmoshes. We often have a rule that the Chachamim did not make the Xeris of Shavuos to apply during Bein Hashmoshes. For example, Mishnah and Shabbos tells us that Bein Hashmoshes, you would still be allowed to, do Hatzmona. You'd still be allowed to wrap up food, to insulate food, to keep it hot for Shabbos. So you'd be allowed to take Maisa from Zmai, etc. Various things like that, which are also on Shabbos itself, but are still allowed Bein Hashmoshes. Here we're talking Bein Hashmoshes. If it was just a matter of those four reasons, none of those would apply now. Therefore, Rashi needs to give the reason that it's Shaloi Letzorech, it's not needed for Yom Tov, namely because since it needs Head of Shemesh, then you're not going to be able to use it on Yom Tov for Truma or Kodshim anyway. The Bnei Deirav, the Yeshivalite, was saying that the Machloikas is that on a weeknight, you see him running, does that mean necessarily he knows about the concept of Head of Shemesh, therefore we don't need to tell him otherwise, or Rav Shimon Shazuri says no. So Rava continues, I told them, no. No, there's no question, of course, usually a person is doing something, you can deduce from that what he's thinking. So in this case, if it was just a matter that he's running down the street by Bein Hashmoshes with the Keli, close to Bein Hashmoshes with the Keli, then everything would be good. Keep pligi, because then the itami with pochas mikadosha, the machloikus would be, let's say something became tome with less than an adosha. So Rashi explains that we're talking about over here, let's say he had two Keli. He had one Keli that became tome the regular way, and then he had another one that touched less than an adosha, less than a lentil sized piece of a sheret. So now he comes to a Rav to ask whether less than an adosha, less than a lentil size of a sheretz is metame or not. So therefore, mar sovar. So now, once he does that, mar sovar. So Rav Shimon Shazuri figures, midaho loy gomer, since he doesn't know that din, he doesn't know that basic din in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, that you need a lentil-sized piece of a sheretz to make the keli tameh, Head of Shemesh Nami Legomer, then we have to assume that maybe he doesn't know about Head of Shemesh either, and therefore we should be telling him, you know what, don't go and tovel the keli tonight, Bein Hashmoshes, because anyway it's not going to do you any good. Mar Sava, where the Tanakama holds Hahu de Legomer, you know what, fine, he doesn't know about the concept of an adosha, because it doesn't say explicitly in the passage at her Head of Shemesh Gomer, but he may well know about the concept of Head of Shemesh, which says clearly in the Pasuk, Vavah Shemesh V'Tahar, so therefore you don't have to warn him off of that, because he himself will know whether he's toveling it before Bein Hashmoshes or not. So according to Rashi, that's what we're talking about, that he has two Kalim, one became actually Tomei, and the other one he's not sure whether it was Tomei because it touched less than an Adosh. Rabbeinu Hanano brings a different Gersa, where it's only one Keli, it touched a Kadosha, it touched a lentil-sized piece of a Sheretz, and he comes to ask, is that in fact Tomei? And the Rashba says that's more likely to be a more correct Gersa. Why bother mentioning two Kalim? One became Tomei and one not, so he prefers Rabbeinu Hanano's Gersa. That we're talking about the person doesn't even know that an Adosha is Matame, and he came to ask a Shaila whether in fact. So not less than an Adosha, according to Rabbeinu Hananel's Gersa, rather that it became Tomei with an Adosha. Yeah. The Itami Beka Adosha, when I share it, She'enim a Furish Vatero, who should have for is the expression in Rabbeinu Hananel. Yeah. Well, yeah, because if it's Chulin, then we don't need to. If we're talking about Yisrael and we're talking about Chulin, it doesn't really matter as much. Yeah. Well, because we said yesterday, because if it's a Yisrael, we don't have to worry about Head of Shemesh. Because the Keli, we said, is the maximum it's going to make is food is a Sheni L'Truma, and then for a regular person, that doesn't matter. Yeah. Okay. We said in the Mishnah, like, b'ilim migav legav, we said on Yom Tov, you are allowed to tovo kelim from gav to gav and from chavura to chavura. So what does that mean? Turn on a bone. On ketzim migav legav, what does it mean to go from one gav to another? So gav means, al gav means for the purpose of. Haroitza lasas gitay al gav kadoi, or different gear says badoi. Let's say a person made his a person had his kelim with tamei. He went and toveled them and did whatever he needed to in order to make them tahor because he wants to. He made them al gav kadoi. He wanted to make a jar of oil. Kadoi badoi instead would mean a base of bad would be an olive press. So he prepared his kelim for that purpose. Now he changed his mind and decided he wants to use these kelim for gitoi, for his wine press. So he doesn't really need to tovel them because they're already tahor for one purpose. But let's say he wants to be machmer on himself for kadeh or gav gitoi, or the other way around. He prepared them for his gas and now he wants to use them for his kad. Oise, he's able to do that. Really, he's able to do it without toveling at all. But if he wants to be machmer on himself, he's allowed to tovel them on Yom Tov because after all, there's no tikkun kli because you don't really need to tovel them at all. Ketzem mechavura lechavura. What does it mean to go from one chavura to the next? So one possibility, actually, the Pharisee Yisrael explains, there is a concept we're going to learn about in Masechta Chagiga in a few months, Bez Hashem.
The
Milos, actually, we'll talk about that's going to the Rambam. Hold on a second. Here we're talking within Rashi's explanation that we're just talking about that he wants to be Machmer himself. So the Pharisee Yisrael points out, there is a concept in Hilchos Tumah Batara of Hesach Hadas. Sometimes you have, even though objectively, you have cases where even though objectively there's no way that something became Tomei, nevertheless, in certain cases, the Chachamim are Machmer, and we say it's still considered Tomei. You have examples over there, let's say a person drops something on the ground while they were carrying it, or they drop a piece of their clothing or whatever, and in some cases we say that it actually becomes Tomei Mitzad Hesach Hadas. So here also, the person might think to himself, this is a kind of Hesach Hadas that he had in mind, he's going to use it for one thing, and instead he wants to use it for another, so he wants to Tovel. If here is not one of the cases where the Chachamim imposed on him to Tovel it, but nevertheless, if he wants to consider it a form of Hesach Hadas and Tovel it, Gesundheit, hate, let him, but we're saying he can do that even on Yom Tov because he's not actually required to. Now, right. So well, after chavura lachavura, I'll explain what the Rambam says. Ketzed mechavura lachavura. What does it mean going from one chavura to another? Hoya oicho b'chavura zu. Suppose a person was eating his korban Pesach in one group, and again he tovled and prepared everything, having in mind to eat with that one group. V'roitza lecho b'chavura acheres, and now he wants to eat with a different group. Then he's able to do that again. He doesn't need to tovel. And again, if he wants to tovel himself and his kelim for that, then he's allowed to do that on Yom Tov. Because again, it's not required. Now, the Rambam does have a somewhat different understanding of this. The Rambam does understand that we're talking about the Milos de Rabbanim, like you just mentioned, Rabbi Berkowitz. So, again, in Chagiga, we're going to talk about that you have various rules that the Chachamim said, even though now once a person tovels or gets sprinkled, once a person tovels, or in the case of Tumas Mes, gets sprinkled with Parah Adumah water and tovels, that's it. They're tahor for everything. But the Chachamim set up, there are Milos, for example, a person tovels, having in mind for Tuma, that's not good enough for him to eat Kodshim. He needs another Tvila and another Hazah for that purpose. Same thing to go from Kodshim to Mechatos, etc. So therefore, the Rambam understands that's the Gav Lagav, Mechavura Lachavura. So the Gav Lagav would be, for example, he himself had prepared his Kalim for Meiser. Now instead he wants to eat Truma. Or he was going to eat with a Chavura that's going to eat Truma, and now they're going to eat Kodshim, let's say. So now, even though the Chachamim imposed, now unlike Rashi's explanation where there's no Chiyuv at all to Tovel, here there is a Chiyuv Midrabanan to Tovel. Nevertheless, since it's only Dirabanan, and since the Kalim are in fact objectively Tahar already, then therefore he's allowed to do that even on Yom Tov. This goes back to what we were talking about yesterday also as far as Tevilas Kalim on Yom Tov nowadays. If you take the view that Tevilas Kalim itself, when you buy a Kalim from the store, that the Tevilah of it is only Dirabanan, that's again a reason why to say maybe that you should be allowed to Tovel it on Yom Tov. Which we said yesterday that there are poskim who learn that way, that you are in fact allowed to. However, not everybody agrees to that. But there is a machlokes whether Tevilas Kalim of new Kalim that you bought from a goy is Daraisa or not. So therefore, what it says in Shulchan Aruch, the best thing to do is you give it as a present to the goy, then you borrow it back from him, use it over Shabbos and Yom Tov, tovel it afterwards. Okay. Mishnah says, On Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring Karbanas Shlomim, because after all, people eat from them, so therefore it's Oichel Nefesh. But you cannot do but you can't do smicha on them, because smicha is you're leaning on the animal, so you're using an animal, and this is part of the gzera of that you're not allowed to ride on an animal on Yom Tov. We're going to learn in the last parak of Or Masechta that there's a number of such shvusim that the Chachamim made. One of them is you're not allowed to ride on an animal because you might break off a branch to lead it. So even though when you're doing smicha, you don't have that consideration, still the Chachamim don't distinguish with that. So therefore, so according to Bishama, you're not allowed to do smicha on Yom Tov. What about the take of the smicha shchita? Beis Shammai doesn't necessarily hold of that concept. So you do the smicha erev Yom Tov, and then you bring the korban on Yom Tov.
How about
no shvus in the Beis Mikdash? Fine, but that's where it's a tzorech of the Beis Mikdash. Here, according to Beis Shammai, since take of the smicha shchita is not necessary, then it's not necessarily a tzorech of the Beis Mikdash. Mind you, I mean, in Chagiga, we're going to have the whole machlokas that went on for generations between the Zugas, whether you're allowed to do smicha on Yom Tov. So we'll get into that point. We'll get into that point there, Beis Hashem. But anyway, but Beis Shammai says you cannot bring korbanos oila on Yom Tov, except obviously you have the tmidim and musafim, which have to be brought on that day. But an oilas yachid, no, because you're not eating from it. And therefore, it's not oichel nefesh. It's only, we're going to learn later on in the Gemara, the pasuk says, acha she yachal lachon nefesh, hu levade yachal lachem. Lachem means v'loyla gavoya. You're not allowed to do things for the purpose, so to speak, of Hashem eating. And here, that's what it is. So the korbanos that have a fixed time, yeah, those gzeres hakosev, that you bring those on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, but not any other one. This Hillel says, no, you can bring Shlomim as well as Oilus, and you can even do Smicha on them because they hold take of the Smicha Shchita, and in that case, then a Shvus can't apply in the Beis Mikdash where it's going to prevent you from bringing a Korban. So the Gemara says, Oma Ola, Machloikas B'Shamech Hagiga Lismoich V'Oilus R'iya Likrav. The Machloikas is specifically about Korbanos that have to do with Yom Tov. Namely, Shamech, it's not that you must bring them today, but you do have to bring them sometime during the Yom Tov. Namely, Shamech, now whenever you come, when you come on Aliyah L'Regel, you have two korbanos that you have to bring. Well, at least two. You have an Oilas Re'iyah, we'll learn about it also, and then in the beginning of Masechta Chagiga, Beis Hashem. You have an Oilas Re'iyah, an Oila in honor of the fact that you're seeing and being seen by Pnei HaShchinah, by the Eibishter. And then you have Shamech Hagiga, which you're bringing as a korban to be joyful with on the Yom Tov. Besides which, you have a mitzvah of Simcha, ein Simcha al babasa. So throughout the Yom Tov, you're supposed to be eating korbanos. But specifically, you have a specific shlomim that you have to bring in honor of the Yom Tov. So now the machloikas is as far as doing smicha on Shamech Hagiga, and as far as an oilas re'iyah, whether you can bring it. The Beis Shammai sabri v'chagoysim o'sechag l'Hashem. Beis Shammai figures, since the Pasuk says v'chagoysim o'sechag l'Hashem, v'chagoysim is the same shirdish as chagiga. Chagiga ein oilas v'iyaloi. Therefore, the Pasuk is implying you're allowed to bring the chagiga, but not the oilas v'iya. Or Beis Hillel sabri l'Hashem called the l'Hashem. Whereas this Hillel focuses on the word l'Hashem, and they say it means you don't need that. Anything that's for Hashem, you're allowed to bring, including the oila. Tosfos explains, in other words, that now, given that Beis Shammai learns later on Lachem V'loy L'Gavoya, why do they need V'chagoysem to learn this from? And the answer is precisely because so we don't misunderstand the Pasuk like Beis Hillel does. Vice versa, Beis Hillel doesn't really need to learn from Lashem. They can learn it from the fact that there is a certain Sodach Yom Tov in it. The Gemara is going to talk about, we'll learn tomorrow, Beis Hashem, the concept you don't want, it's not right that your table should be full and the Eivishter's table, the Mizbeach, should be empty. But again, if they need the word Lashem to strengthen that, otherwise you would learn from Chagosim. So each one, in other words, the same, because there's a phrase in the Pasuk that fits better with Yoshita, therefore we need a corresponding word in the Pasuk, a corresponding phrase in the Pasuk to go against that. But really, fundamentally, they're learning it from other places. They're learning from Lachem V'loy L'Gavoya, or from that shouldn't be that your table is full and the Eidishter's table is empty. Anyway. So the machloikas, Ula is saying again, is only as far as korbanos that have to do with Yom Tov. Alvin the Dodim and the Dovis, But you have there on the Nedarim and Nedarim, is throughout the year, a person makes a neder to bring a korban oil or to bring a korban shlomim, and those are not bound to Yom Tov at all. Divrei Hakol and creating the Yom Tov. So all it says for sure, everybody would agree that those cannot be brought on Yom Tov, because you can bring them some other time. Now, the Chagiga and the Re'iya is one thing, Rashi says. It's true that those you don't have to bring on Yom Tov itself. You can bring them on Chol HaMoed, and in the case of Shavuos, you have a few days of Tashlumin after Shavuos. Nevertheless, though, there's still the problem. What happens if you're not able to? What happens if there's an oiness and you miss bringing it on the other day? Therefore, Basilil says, better you should be able to bring it on the first day of Yom Tov. As opposed to, and if you missed all the 7 or 8 days, that's it. You can never bring it again. As opposed to the Nedarim and Nedarim, you can always bring some other time. An interesting point in that is still, why would Beis Hillel not allow you to bring Shlomim that are Nedarim and Nedarim? After all, you're eating from them. So shouldn't it be considered Oichel Nefesh? There's a few answers of Rishonim to that. One of them, Tosfos discusses this in some places. One idea is, now we say, when it comes to the Kohanim's portions of the Korbanos, we say, Mishulchan Gavoya Kozochu. It's not fundamentally that the Korban is being brought for them. They're it's being brought for the Eibishter, and the Eibishter grants them a portion of it. So Tosfos, in one place, learns the same thing is true as far as what the Bailam means. We also say that Mishulchan Gavoya Kozochu. So in that case, that's not a valid reason to Shechter than Yom Tov. Another point that Tosfos makes in a different place, is the fact is the owners are not able to eat from it until after Zrikas Adam. So it comes out when you shecht it. It's not yet Tzorech Oichel Nefesh. And there are other answers as well. Okay. V'chein Amar Rav Ada Ba'ava, Nedarim and Nedarim ain't craving the Yom Tov. Rav Ada Ba'ava says the same thing. Nedarim and Nedarim you cannot bring on Yom Tov. By the way, we learned back on Daf Yud Beis, we brought a Braisa that said that if a person does bring them on Yom Tov, he gets Malchus, and we explain that that's only according to Beis Shammai. According to what we're saying over here, Tosfos explains over there, it's not that Beis Hillel would say it's Mutter. We see in our Gemara they're saying it's also. They just say he wouldn't get Malchus for it, because we're learning it from an Esser, and Lava Bum, we call Esser, only has the strength of an Esser. Okay. The Gemara says Mesi, or I have a contradiction. A Braisa says, Amr of Shimon Elazar, Lo nechlaku bes Shammai bes Hillel al oyla she'ena shal Yom Tov she'ena kreva be Yom Tov. Bes Shammai and bes Hillel do not disagree about an oyla that has nothing to do with Yom Tov, namely Nedarim and Nedarim, she'ena kreva be Yom Tov. You cannot offer it on Yom Tov. Val Shlomim she'en shal Yom Tov she'kreven be Yom Tov. Vice versa, they both agree that Shlomim that have to do with Yom Tov, namely the Shammai Chagiga, you could bring them even on Yom Tov. Al ma nechlaku al oyla she'en shal Yom Tov, val Shlomim she'ena shal Yom Tov. They're only arguing about the oila of Yom Tov, the oila Sri'iyah, and Shlomim, that's not of Yom Tov. Namely, Nedarim and Nedarim. Shabbos Shama Emel Yavi, Vesalem Yavi. So you see from that, in other words, that even Beis Hillel is allowing you to bring, that Beis Hillel is allowing you to bring Shlomim that are Nedarim and Nedarim, and you're telling me that not. The answer is Tritz Ve'emahoch. The answer is fix up the Braisa and say it rather as follows. Amr of Shimon Elazar, Le'nechlechu Beis Shama Vesil Al Oila U Shlomim She'enon Shal Yom Tov She'enon Kredim Li Yom Tov. So move the Shlomim She'enim shal Yom Tov from the end of the Braisa to the earlier part. While Shlomim she'en shal Yom Tov she'kreven the Yom Tov. Conversely, Shlomim of Yom Tov you can definitely bring on Yom Tov. Amanechok while Oyla she'en shal Yom Tov she'bes shamim lo yavi v'sil lemim yavi. So you're taking the Shlomim from the last category in that Braisa where there's machlokes and moving it to the first category where there's no machlokes. On the other hand, Rabbi Yosef said you don't need that. Tanoi shaklas me'alma. Have you taken all the Tanoim out of the world? In other words, you can't find a single other Tana that's going to go the way that Ula and Rav Ada Ba'ava are saying. Tanoi. As a matter of fact, there is a machloikas Tanoim on it. There is, fine, you have one Braisa over here, Rav Shimon Elazar says, not like Ula and Rav Ada Ba'ava, but you have another Braisa that does. Netanya, Shlomim aboy machmas Yom Tov v'Yom Tov, v'shamayim semech alein me'erv Yom Tov v'sheichmin v'Yom Tov. So Beis Shammai says, because these are Shlomim that are coming because of Yom Tov, namely the Shammai Chagiga, so you do the smicha erev Yom Tov and you shtech them on Yom Tov, or v'shamayim semech alein v'Yom Tov v'sheichmin v'Yom Tov. Beis Shammai says, both the smicha and the shchita can be done erev Yom Tov. Avol Nedarim and Nedarim, Divrei Hakol and Kriyas Yom Tov. But Nedarim and Nedarim, everybody agrees, cannot be brought on Yom Tov. Good, so there's a Tana that says what Ula is saying. The Gemara points out, Vahani Tanoi Kihani Tanoi. Now, the Machlokas Tanoim that we just said about whether you're allowed to bring the Nedarim and Nedarim on Yom Tov, where again, according to the Shimon Elazar, we said that Beis Hillel would allow you to bring Shlomim of the Nedarim and Nedarim on Yom Tov, and according to the second Braisa that we brought, which also agrees with Ula, you cannot. those Tanoim are arguing in the same machlokas as a different machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya. You're not allowed to bring a korban toda on chagamatzis on Pesach because you have the ten of the loaves of it, ten of the loaves of bread that come with it are chametz. Which the Gemara is going to ask soon, isn't that pshita? And then we'll get back to that. The loibat seres, and you're also not allowed to bring it on Shavuos mipnei yamtiv, because the yamtiv and a toda is nedarim and adavus, doesn't have anything to do with the yamtiv. Avol maybe adam toydasi b'chagas sukkos, but he can bring it on sukkos, meaning chalamoyed sukkos. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, no, harehu Omer, b'chagamatzis, b'chagashvuos, b'chagasukkos, you have a posif that mentions the three Yom Tovim back to back, and therefore we learn, kol shebo b'chagamatzis, bo b'chagashvuos, b'chagasukkos, anything that can be brought on chagamatzis can be brought on the other two, b'chol sheloi bo b'chagamatzis, ene bo b'chagashvuos, b'chagasukkos, anything not then. So it sounds like he's saying that if you can't bring it on chagamatzis, b'chagashvuos, automatically, you can't bring it on Chagasukas. That later on, the Gemara is going to revisit that and see what Reb Shimon actually means. But right now, that's what it sounds like he's saying. That's according to Rashi. Tosfos discusses a little bit how is that mashma from the Lashon, and then Tosfos gets into a discussion about how exactly we could understand Reb Shimon's phrasing. So he's saying a chagamat, a korban that cannot come on chagamatzis, namely a toida, then it wouldn't be able to come. And so it wouldn't be able to come on Shavuos or on Sukkos, even chalamoyed. But yeah. Okay. Rabbi Lozabit of Shimon Omer, maybe Adam toidatze b'chagas Sukkos. Rabbi Lozabit of Shimon says, no, a person could bring his toida on Sukkos. For yotze b'yidei chivasim mishum simcha. He's yotze the mitzvah of simcha by eating the meat of that. Because you have two different chiyuvim during the Shalosh Regalim. One of them is to bring Shalmei Chagiga, which is specifically, now that's a specific chayv for the yomtiv, and as the Gemara is going to tell us at the bottom of the Yomud, the usual rule is when you have something that you're obligated in, you can't bring it from something, you can't bring it from something that you're already obligated in. So namely, if he already made a neder or an adava that he's going to bring a toida, he can't turn around and say, you know what, this will do double duty for my Shalmei Simcha. However, then you have a different mitzvah of the samachta, that you have a mitzvah to eat meat of korbanos on Yom Tov, that he can be yotze with this toida. So therefore, Rabbi Lozabit of Shimon is saying that he can be yotze the mitzvah of simcha by eating this toida, but he's not yotze chagiga because for that he has to bring something from his own property, not from something that he was already machdish. Okay. So that's the braisa. Now let's analyze it. We said he can't bring a korban toda on chagamatzis on Pesach because of the chametz in it. So the last pshita, of course, we know we can look in the pesukim, we can find out how many loaves of bread you bring, and some of them are matzah and some of them are chametz, and of course you can't bring it during Pesach. We don't mean that you can't bring it on Pesach itself. We mean you can't bring it on the 14th of Nisan, such that you're still going to be eating it when it comes to Chagamatzis. Because Saba, Ein Mavi, and Kodshim, the base of Sul, so the Tana, this Braisa holds, you can't make Kodshim come to a point where they're going to be possible. In other words, what you're doing is, you bring the Toda on Erev Pesach morning, but to eat the chametz part of it, you're only going to have a couple of hours, only until the end of 5 hours in the day. And after that, it's going to be chametz and you're going to have to burn it. So you're not allowed to do that. This is the reason, by the way, why we don't say Mizma L'Soida on Erev Pesach and throughout Pesach is because of that inyan. There is, by the way, worth mentioning in that connection. There is something from the Tzemach Tzedek where he talks about that in one of his Chedushim or one of his Shailos HaTshuvos, where he talks about this inyan at length. And he says, he mentions that there are actually places where they do have the minhag to say it. And he says, fine, you know, listen, kol ha'osek toras ola ki liyakruv ola. So what? I mean, you know, the same way as we say ezer u'makoman, we say atodah ve'il nazir on Erev Pesach, and we have no problem with that. On the other hand, the Rebbe shtels zech on that in a letter from Toshin Tess, I think, and says, you know, okay, what the Tzemach Tzedek wants to do is to enter in places where they have that minhag, then fine, let them keep their minhag. He's certainly not saying that in places where the minhag is not to say it, that they should start saying it again. So he's not arguing with the fact that all minhag, as it says in the Alter Rebbe Siddur, is not to say it. And as far as the Kol Oisik Paterdas Oilo, there's a big difference between saying it as part of learning, like you do in Ezer Makoyman, versus saying it as part of davening, like Mizmor Lasoika. Okay. Anyway. So that's what the Braisa means. When we're doing Ezer Makoyman, it's meant to be like learning. It's meant to be. In fact, there's a Tosfos someplace, I think, in Kedushin, that points out that since the Gemara says over there that a person yishalash adam shnoiser, that a person should divide his time into three, from Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud, so we accomplish that every morning. We say the Psukim of the Korbanos, we say Ezer Makoyman, which is a Perek of Mishnayos, and we say the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel, which is from Toras Koinim, which is considered part of Gemara. So that way we yotze that every day. No.
We're getting a little extra.
We're getting a little extra, and yeah. We still have Vav Yisabo Yom Vav Lailah. Okay. Anyway. So the point is, again, when the Braisa says you can't bring a Todah on Chag HaMatzos, doesn't mean during Pesach itself, it means on Erev Pesach. Next, we said, V'loi Ba'atzeres V'peshu Yom Tov. We said you can't bring this Todah on Shavuos because it's a Yom Tov, obviously because Sabah Nadorim and Adobus ain't created in Yom Tov. So clearly, the Tana of this Braisa holds, the Tana Kama of this Braisa holds, now you can't bring Nedorim and Nedavos on Yom Tov. And the Todah is Nedorim and Nedavos. But Abel, maybe Adam Todos of the Chag HaSukkos, when we said, though, that he can bring his Todah on Sukkos, Amos, so when during Sukkos are we talking about, Ilema be Yom Tov Atzmo, do you mean on Yom Tov itself? But Amit Veloi Ba'at says, Meshur Yom Tov. You just said you can't on Shavuos because it's a Yom Tov. Ela B'chol HaShomoyed. So it means you can bring it on Chol HaMoyed. So far, we see that the Tanakhama holds that Nedarim and Nedavos cannot be brought on Yom Tov, which is like the second Braisa that we brought on the bottom of Amud Aleph, and in turn is like Ola. Now, on the other hand, we said, Reb Shimon Omer, Harei Omer v'chag HaMatzos v'chag HaShavuos v'chag HaSukkos. Reb Shimon focuses on the fact that you have a pasuk that compares the three regarding one to another, and therefore, Kol Shabba v'chag HaMatzos, Bo v'chag HaShavuos v'chag HaSukkos. So it means only a korban that can be brought on Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaShavuos can be brought on Chag HaSukkos. V'chol Shalei Bo v'chag HaMatzos, Ein Bo v'chag HaShavuos v'chag HaSukkos. So it sounds like he's saying when I said the only, that's what the Gemara is assuming that he means. It sounds like he's saying that only a korban that could be brought on Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaShavuos could be brought on Sukkot. It sounds like the same. Since the Torah cannot be brought on Pesach because of the Chometz and cannot be brought on Shavuos because of the Yom Tov, then you can't bring it on Sukkot either. Mm-hmm. However, Maskev for Rav Zeira, but Rav Zeira
cannot be brought on Shavuos
because of the Yom Tov.
But it can be brought on Sukkot.
No. The Tanakhama was saying it could. The Tanakhama was saying the Torah can be brought during Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Chol HaMoed. Reb Shimon sounds like he's saying because the pasuk compares all three Yom Tovim, then it means that you can't. If you can't bring it on Pesach or on Shavuos, then you can't bring it on Sukkos either. So Maskev lo Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira asks, how is that possible? Hashta Salusi Misaltinan. After all, you're allowed to cut wood from trees on Chol HaMoed, which you have a Mishnah, a Braisa in Moed Cotton, that says that you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to cut wood, from a growing tree on Chol HaMoed for when you're going to use it on Chol HaMoed. So you're even allowed to do such a malacha. Nedarim and Adavos Mivoya, does it need to be said that you can bring Nedarim and Adavos? Why would we think not? Amar Abaya Ba'akrova Kula Amalei Pligi Dishori. So Abaya says, right. When it comes to bringing the korban during Chol HaMoed, everybody agrees that that's mutter. Ki pligi, the machloikas in the Braisa, has nothing to do actually with the question of whether you can bring the Dorim and Adavos on Yom Tov or not. The Braisa is not talking about what you're allowed to bring when, it's actually talking about the Inyan of Baal Ta'achar. We're going to learn in the next Masechta in Rosh Hashanah, Be'ez Hashem, in a few weeks, we're going to have a whole sugya on this topic. The Torah tells us that when you make a neder, you're not allowed to delay in bringing it. Now, the Gemara explains over there that you have that based on various psukim, we learn that Baal Ta'achar is tied to the Yom Tov. It's tied to the Shalosh Regalim. So now, the machloikas in our Braisa has to do with when does Baal Ta'achar kick in. Now, The Pasuk says, v'chaga matzis, v'chaga shavuos, v'chaga sukkos, and the Gemara points out over there, given that, we're actually going to have the end of the braisa is going to be brought in all Gemara over here. Given that the Pasuk is just talking about sukkos, it tells us, chaga sukkos, ha'salacha, shivas yamin. And it continues a couple of psukim after that. It says, sholosh pom mashoni, yiroch ol'schucha, v'chaga matzis, v'chaga shavuos, v'chaga sukkos. Now, why do they need to mention all three of them if we just finished talking about sukkos? So the answer is, it tells us that Baal Ta'achar is tied to these three regalim. Now, so Tanakama Sava Sholosh Regalim Omrachmana after the Shaloi Kisidron. So the Tanakama holds when the Pasuk is telling us the Sholosh Regalim means once three regalim pass, even out of order, then you're over on Baal Ta'achar. So let's say, for example, you made the Neder, sometime during the summer. According to the Tanakama, Sukkot comes, you didn't bring it. Pesach, Shavuos, now you're over on Baal Ta'achar. Either Yom Tovim are out of order as listed in the Pasuk, doesn't matter. But Reb Shimon Sava, Kisidron Ein, Shaloi Kisidron Lai. Whereas Reb Shimon holds, no, the Yom Tovim have to be in order. In that scenario, therefore, so you have Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, he's still not over on Baal Ta'achar. Only after Sukkos comes and goes, then he's over on Baal Ta'achar, because you need the Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos in order. So now, when Reb Shimon is saying, Kol Shaloi Baba Chagamatzis, over Chagashuos, ain't it Baba Chagasukos? Doesn't mean you're not allowed to bring it. What it means is like this. So let's say, for example, you have a Toida. The Tanakama is telling you that if you have a Toida, you should bring it on. He's not saying you're allowed to bring it on Sukkot. He's saying you should bring it on Sukkot, namely during Chol HaMoed. Why? Because it's an Eitz Toiva. If you don't, what are you going to have to? You can't bring it on Pesach. You can't say, I'll wait till Pesach and bring it because of the Chometz. You can't say, I'll wait till Shavuos to bring it because Shavuos is a Yom Tov and you can't bring it. Therefore, you're better off bringing it during Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Otherwise, you're going to have to make a special trip to Yerushalayim for it in order not to be over on Baal Ta'achar. Whereas Reb Shimon says that's not necessary. Reb Shimon is saying that, Kol Shaloi Ba B'Chagamatzis. He doesn't mean if you're not allowed to bring it on Chagamatzis. He meant it was not necessary yet to bring it on Chagamatzis or on Chagashavuos because you hadn't made the neder yet. You don't have to bring it on Sukkos. Einer Ba B'Chagasukkos doesn't mean you can't bring it on Sukkos. It means you don't have to. Because when are you first going to be over on Baal Ta'achar? Only after a whole other cycle of Yom Tovim goes through Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So you made the neder during the summer, no problem. You don't have to bring it now, Dafka, the Sukkos. You can wait until next year Sukkos and bring it. So that's what Reb Shimon is saying. So he's not talking about the question of whether you're allowed to bring it or not. Now, on the other hand, we're still trying to figure out how this braisa has to do with the question of whether you're allowed to bring in a dorim or a dovas on Yom Tov. So the braisa continues, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon Omer, maybe Adam Toidos of Chagasufis, that he says a person is allowed to bring his korban toida on Chagasufis. So Amos, when are we talking about during Sukkos? Does he mean that you're able to bring it on Chol HaMoed? Hainu Tanakama. And he's saying exactly the same as the Tanakama. So where's the Machlokes? Ela b'Yom Tov. Obviously, it must mean that he's saying you can bring it on Yom Tov. Because Sub and Nedorim and Nedorim is craving the Yom Tov. There you go. So he holds that Nedorim and Nedorim could be brought on Yom Tov, like the Braisa that we brought on Amar Aleph from Reb Shimon ben Elazar. There it was Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Here it's Reb Elazar ben Reb Shimon. Two different Tanoim, but they both hold the same way that you're allowed to bring Nedorim and Nedorim on Yom Tov. So then, so why did he mention specifically Chagasukos? The reason is Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Taimei, because he goes according to his own svara in the sugya about Baal Ta'achar, where you have several different opinions over there at what point a person is over on Baal Ta'achar. The Tanya, Reb Shimon Omer, lo yom Chagasukos. Again, when we have the pasuk of Chagamatzis, Chagashavuos, Chagasukos, it didn't need to mention Chagasukos. Shaboya kosev nedaber, because the pasuk has just been talking about Sukkos. Loma nemar. So why does it mention it? Loma shazeh achron. Just say that this is the last one in the sequence. In other words, it has to be in that order: Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And until that happens, he's not over on Baal Ta'achar. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon Omer, loma shazeh godim. On the other hand, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon says it means that Sukkos is when Baal Ta'achar kicks in. In other words, according to him, you don't even necessarily have Sholosh Regalim. If you made the neder before Pesach, sure, then you have three. But if you made the neder between Pesach and Shavuos, then according to him, you only have two Regalim to bring it. And if you made the neder between Shavuos and Sukkos, then you only have one. Once Sukkos is over, regardless, then he says you're over on Baal Ta'achar. So therefore, that's why he's focusing on Sukkos over here. He's saying that when he says in the Braisa, that maybe Adam Tejas of Chag HaSukkos, he means you better bring it on Sukkos, otherwise you're going to be over on Baal Ta'achar. Okay. So Sukkos, so according to him, Sukkos is always the deadline. According to Shimon, Sukkos is the deadline only if it's the third Yom Tov, only if it's at least the third Yom Tov since he made the Neder. He gives you a lot more time. And the Chachamim say three regalim, regardless. So Sukkos is not necessarily a deadline at all. It depends whatever happens to be the third Yom Tov. And we're going to have in Rosh Hashanah, we're going to have a few other opinions about it as well. We all like the Chachamim, yeah. We said in the Brais of a Yotzev Mishum Simcha Vein Yotzev Mishum Chagiga that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon had said when you bring the Torah during Sukkos, you Yotzev because of the mitzvah of Simcha, you Yotzev that you're going to be eating meat with, that you're going to be eating meat of Korbanos, but you're not Yotzev the Chagiga. The Gemara says Pshita. Obviously, you're not Yotzev. Davar Shabachoyvahu. The Chagiga is something you're obligated to bring. V'chol Davar Shabachoyvah Ein Ba'al V'Nacholin. Such a thing can only be brought from Cholin. So that's that. The answer is like Tzricha Afagav the Potish. The Afagav the Parish. The Chiddush is, even if he specified when he first made the Neder to bring the Torah, he specified that he wants to use it for his Chagiga as well. Kidibominator of Shimon Lakish Merab Yechanan. As in fact, we find that Rish Lakish asked Rab Yechanan on this exact point. What if a person says, I am obligating myself to bring a Torah, which is a Neder, the Eitz about Yedei Chagiga, and he's saying, I want to also be Yotze with a Chagiga? Or what if he says, Hareini Nazir Agaleach Mimois Maisesheni? What if he says, I'm making a neder to become a Nazir, and I'm also including that I want to be able to use for my Korbanos, the Korbanos of a Nazir are called Giluach, because he shaves his hair together with them. So Agaleach is a shorthand way of saying, I'll bring my Korbanos. So I'll bring my Korbanos Mimois Maisesheni. I'm going to take money of Maisesheni that I anyway have to bring to Yerushalayim and use that to buy these Korbanos. Mahu, what would be the din? Amalei and Rabbi Yechanan tells him, Nodur ve'ena Yotzeh. The neder for the Torah takes effect. He cannot be Yotzeh the Chagiga with it, because he's mas, in effect, he's mean mas now, mash chazav ba'Torah. He's making a t'nai on something the Torah says, and that doesn't work. Nodur ve'ena Galeach. Similarly, he's a Nodur, and he can't use the Maisa Sheni money for his Korbanos, because once he says, Harei Olai, then he's Chayiv in the Torah, in the Nezirus, and then already when he says, I'm a nas, then that doesn't help. Now, that's according to Rashi and according to Tosfos, that even saying I'm a nas doesn't help. The Rambam also learns that way. On the other hand, the Ravid and the Ramban learn it depends. If he says the Loshen, like we said in the Gemara over here, Ve'eitzi bo yidei chagiga, Va'agaleach mimois ma'isesheni, then not, because there's no t'nai where he's tying one to the other. It's as if like he made two separate statements. But according to them, if he were to say, Harei alai taida, al-menas that I should be yotze the chagiga, or Harei alai nozer, al-menas that I should be able to use mois ma'isesheni, then in fact, the nizirus of the taida will not be chal, because then he made an al-menas, and given that it's not going to work, then therefore the neder itself doesn't work either. But according to the whole thing doesn't happen, and therefore the neder never takes effect. But according to Rashi, it's clear over here. Rashi clearly uses the expression that when he says al manas lav milsehi. So according to Rashi and also Tosfos, even though he says al manas, then it wouldn't work. Tosfos says similarly. Then if he says almanas, then it wouldn't work. His tnai wouldn't work. We would still say that the neder that he made would be in effect. Tosfos actually says that if he said the other way around, if he said almanas that I should be yotzev chagiga harei alai toida, then fine. Then Tosfos would agree that doesn't work to make him chayiv in a toida, because the reason to be mechayiv him in the first place is on the ground of amirase legavaya from sirase lehediyah. As soon as he says harei alai toida, he's already obligated in a toida. Well, then if he first puts the almanas, then he's modifying that, so therefore he never becomes chayiv in the toida in the first place. Okay. Thank you, everyone.